Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate shopping for pants? You're not alone. Jack Archer's Jet Setter Tech Pants are basically the answer to every guy's closet struggles. With their customizable fit, wrinkle-free fabric sourced from Japan, and all-day comfort, these pants can take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Seriously, these might be the only pants you'll ever need. Style them with the Jet Setter Tee, Legacy button-down shirt, or the buttery Legacy Polo sweater, and you've got timeless staples to meet your everyday wardrobe needs. Jack Archer is just better. For a limited time, get 15% off using the code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your entire order.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
It's my game right here. I feel it. I'm telling you, I feel it. I taste it. It's time to be legendary right here, boy.
This is First and Pod.
They could not run the ball to save their lives in this game.
Your favorite team through a national lens.
The beauty of this podcast is that we don't gloss over anything. We do every team in every game.
Instant reaction to all the big games all season long.
The NFL never seems to let us down when we need a banger, banger.
Now, here are your hosts, Andrew Filippone, with 8-time Pro Bowl corner and 3-time first-team NFL All-Pro.
Peterson may go all the way. He will. Patrick Peterson wins it.
Patrick Peterson.
Let's do this, because, Pat, you were there live in person, live and direct, to watch your Cardinals do what you've been telling them to do all season, finish football games.
Yep.
They finished a football game and beat the Cowboys. Before we get to the trade that the Cowboys made to get some reinforcements, give me your reaction to that game the Cardinals beat in the Cowboys.
Man, that was a well-played game, you know, minus the block punt, from the Dallas Cowboys to help try to give them some momentum and get back into the ball game. But the Cardinals did a great job all game, basically keeping the pressure on Dallas, that high-power offense, keeping the pressure on them, forcing them having to be on their P's and Q's every single time that they was out there on the field. Defense did an amazing job of taking away the shots, really forced Dak to dink and dunk the ball all the way down the field. And as I know, being a defender, offensive coordinators and quarterbacks, they're not patient enough, just to dunk the ball down the field in order to get ball points. And we know that this is a big play team, so I thought defense did an outstanding job of harassing Dak Prescott in the pocket, which I said that was something that they was going to have to do if they was going to want to slow down that high power offense. Marvin Harrison came alive, having 96 yards in that ball game, and just Jacoby Brissett in itself, in his last three games, 867 yards, 7 touchdowns, and his completion rating right now is 76.0, so he's really, making this offense look different, the fluidity of the offense, where they're able to pick up third down, because it was one point in that game, there was 7-9 on third down conversions, open the game on converting, two third and tens, so I was very, very impressed what I saw from the Cardinals, and also more impressed that they was able to finish out the ball game, because it did look like it was going about to phase in to the old Cardinals before the bye week.
I was waiting for you to say it. They're a better offense with Jacoby Brissett, and that's why he's going to still be the starting quarterback. And that's why we had the Kyler Murray camp say today, well, his injury actually needs more time now. So he's not getting benched. He's actually going to get put on IR because he needs more time to heal. If Jacoby Brissett had played a poor game with you there Monday night, guess what? Kyler Murray would be starting at quarterback this Sunday, 100% in my opinion. Yep. He gets the ball to the receivers better. You've said it for weeks, the depth of the offense in terms of what receivers can do and can't do changes for the better with Brissett, who obviously has played for a bunch of teams, but the last one was New England, and they didn't have good coaching there last year offensively and really no blocking with their offensive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Line and very few good wide receivers. So I think it's the right call for now. It leads to a bunch of questions about what happens with Kyler and his future if Brissett keeps playing this way. And as far as the Cowboys are concerned, before we get to Quinnen Williams, and this has nothing to do with Quinnen Williams, Pat, the last 2 weeks they've scored 24 points against Denver and 17 against your Cardinals.
Well, if 10 told, with that block punt.
And if you – exactly. If you had – so really 10. Yeah. If you had told Jerry Jones before the game, Arizona's going to score 27 points, I think he would have said, okay, we'll win. We'll find a way to get 28 or get to 30. Right. So that's two straight weeks that their offense has really struggled. Dak hasn't looked like the MVP guy we crowned him as.
Yeah.
And it's almost like their offense has gotten worse with CeeDee Lamb in there, which makes very little sense to me.
Yeah. Another thing, too, about Kyler Murray and Jacoby Brissett, man. You know, one thing that this league is going to, you know, these young guys are going to have to understand, it's a business and it's all about what have you done for me lately?
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
For and sure. It's getting to the kind of year where Kyler usually gets worse, too. It's November now, Pat. Yeah. Think about that.
I know.
Jacoby Brissett is at the helm for the time being for the Cardinals, and I think everybody is in agreement that that is probably the right move down in Arizona the way they've been playing. But, Pony, you alluded to it, and now let's get to it. The Quinnen Williams trade, the Cowboys acquire Quinnen Williams. Jerry Jones, you know, he alluded to something. He teased something, right? He said, I got a big trade that I could pull off. Maybe this could be it. Maybe this was it. But how much does Quinnen Williams help the Cowboys run game, first of all, and their defense as a total?
I think very little. I don't think it's going to make a huge impact. I think Quinnen Williams really this year, and maybe it'll be a change of scenery that does him good here, but I think now for about 2 years, better part of 2 years, I think his name has exceeded his production, and he got off to a great start in his career. He got a second contract. I've not seen that guy as often. There's a reason why the Jets defense with players like, well, now Sauce Gardner's gone too, but Will McDonald and Johnson and Quincy Williams and these guys, they've really not played up to par or up to their potential whatsoever. And I think Williams is part of that. I heard a rumor that before Micah Parsons got traded to the Packers, that Jerry Jones called the Jets and said, how would you feel about Micah Parsons, and wanted Williams back in a trade for Parsons. So he's been on this guy for a while as a run stopper. Yeah. And the Jets didn't want to make that trade because they've already got edge rushers and they knew they were going to have to pay him close to $50 million a year. So this is somebody that Jerry's always been keen on, but I mean, they're not a player away on defense. They're several guys away, and I don't see this being the magic elixir or bullet for this team whatsoever, Pat. You?
No, not at all. I mean, Williams, he once upon a time, because he can play, you know, some good football. He just haven't done it. You know, we haven't seen it as of late. You know, out of Alabama, we know what he can provide, you know, for a defensive front, far as a run stopper and being able to put pressure on the quarterback. You know, big guy, he's very, very athletic. He can move. So I don't think this move puts, you know, the Cowboys over the top right now, but they do have some equity in the draft to be able to help build their team, at least their defense. I'm sure that's what they're going to attack in the 2026 draft. At least they'll have the opportunity to add some pieces to that team and to that defensive front to help them be a much better sound team moving forward, because the defense is something that's definitely is holding this team back for the last, you know, 2 or 3 years. So I won't be surprised if Jerry, you know, his son, what's his son name again?
Steven Jones.
Steven is going to be, you know, hot and heavy on the defensive side of the ball.
Hard to keep up with the Joneses, man.
There's too many of them.
Yeah. They're trying to keep up with the rest of the league. We'll see if Quinn Williams helps.
And they all look the same. It's almost like a family from Game of Thrones, where they've got all these relatives and ancestors and stuff who all look exactly alike. Weird that much.
Today, somehow,
he looked very odd with those guys.
Tell me about it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.